your favorite musicians, exclusive interviews, local artists, all on the Life Songs Podcast.
On the Life Songs Podcast, we have my good friend, Brian Sanders, now Executive Vice President at Positive Alternative Radio, but former Head of Development here at Life Songs. Brian, I feel like we've been on so many adventures together throughout the years, and this time I've just kind of watched from afar as you have become an author and a leader for an entire movement within Christian radio, which, of course, is very important to me at Life Songs. It's good to see you. Good, well, talk to you anyway.
Well, yes, sir. It's an honor to be here, my friend. I remember, I know this sounds crazy, but I remember the day that you were actually hired there at Life Songs. Yeah, years ago. And so that's where my Christian radio experience started, was there. I worked midnight to 5:30 a.m. every night.
Oh, Lord.
At Life Songs. That was 1990.
It's a long time ago, man.
And the first song I ever played on Life Songs, back then it was called WBSN. It was Luke Garrett's Ever Constant, Ever Sure. And I'm not even sure if that's available on iTunes now, but there you go. I remember I was in a meeting with Stan Watts, Tom Crimsier, and Chris James, and we were trying to find a name that could brand the station. And Chris James says, well, these are the songs of our lives. He says, let's just call it Life Songs. And it was like the Holy Spirit fell in that meeting, like, boom. That was a pretty cool moment. I mean, I just got to be in the room for it. I didn't come up with the idea, but I got to be in the room. I love Life Songs. I love you guys, the work you're doing. And you're in a town and in an area that's just like the rest of America that desperately needs the gospel of Jesus. So hats off to you, brother. You're doing important work. Never doubt what you do is important, because it is.
Look at that. You're already talking me up like a true-born leader. You know, this is not about me. This is about you. So you have gone from being in the room when Life Songs was really incepted to now being executive vice president for a network of different styles of Christian radio stations that stretches across North America. And through your experiences of rising into this position of leadership, you have chronicled the decisions and the challenges, and you have created a new book, which is available now, Leadership Endurance. I can't wait to get into this book. I've been reading the little pre-releases on Facebook. I'm pre-ordering my copy. I'm very excited about it. But on the front cover, you've got some really great artwork, by the way. I don't know who did the artwork for you, but it's great. It features President Lincoln, Grant, Churchill, and FDR. How did these four guys, these historical leaders, shape your experience at the top of the totem pole?
Just going to be very vulnerable. Just going to go for it. I'm a flawed leader. Deeply flawed. I get angry very quickly. I can be arrogant. Other flaws include that I have a speech defect. I'm in radio, and yet I stutter. So there are certain words that there it was right there, that you'll find me avoid. Mm-hmm. If I get excited, if I'm nervous, that whole speech defect will show up. And I went to therapy for it for 13 years. They finally said, listen, there's no hope for you. Just run along. And then I'm also severely overweight. So whenever I enter a room, my insecurities kick in, because I'm thinking, are people judging me by what I've done, or are they judging me by what they see? I had to look for leaders who themselves struggled, and yet they endured. Lincoln, his friends, had to take away scissors and knives from him because they were afraid that he would take his own life. He was that desperate. He was that broken. And yet, he led America through war. He put the Union back together, and he set the slaves free. Now, here's a guy who they're hiding razor blades from, and he's still able to lead and be successful. Okay, that helps me put my life a little bit into perspective, and so I write about that. President Grant was an alcoholic. He actually left the Army at one point because of his problem. There were two people in his life, his wife Julia, and Grant had a best friend. Julia never stopped believing in Ulysses S. Grant. She loved him. She praised him. Secondly, his best friend went in the Army with Grant and walked by his side and made it his personal mission to not allow Grant to touch a drop. That's a friend. And yet Grant helped put the Union back together. You start looking at these different leaders who have clay feet. They're broken just like us. Mm-hmm. They have these problems and things like that. And so you start, okay, how did they endure? FDR, president during World War II, he contracted polio whenever he was about 39 years old, lost use of his legs. He's walking into the Securities Exchange Building. He used these metal crutches, and he would throw one in front of him and then lunge his body forward. The floor, it was made of marble, and he slips. He falls flat on his back on a marble floor. He says, "Everybody, get back." Roosevelt rights himself up, and Roosevelt looks to the crowd and says, "I will not let this disease defeat me." If that were me, I'd be like, throw a sheet over me. I am mortally embarrassed. Just let me die here. Each of these leaders had a purpose that was bigger than their own insecurities. They had something that they wanted to achieve. When you have something that is outside of yourself that you're wanting to live for, then you make yourself smaller and you don't have to really worry about your own insecurities. And then that helps you endure. That helps you keep going. Because it's about your team, it's about the mission, and it's not about you.
We're talking to Brian Sanders about his new book, Leadership Endurance. Brian, we live in a culture where a dream job is to be, I hate even saying these three words, a social media influencer, which basically means become famous and rich for having an opinion. That is not actual leadership. Leadership is hard, it's messy, it's painful. So why opt for something so challenging, like being a true leader in this world, that seems to crave the path of least resistance?
I have a phrase that says, easy never change the world, because that's the true path. I mean, let's look at the example of Jesus himself. Jesus just didn't influence us. He redeemed us. He got in the mud with us. He got in the muck with us. He gets in our hearts, and he's patient with us while we screw up, while we fail, while we fumble, even disobey him, while we even turn our backs on him. He's there for us. That is what leadership is. Mm-hmm. It doesn't give up on people. You just don't want to stand on a mountaintop with a megaphone. You have to come down off of that mountain, roll up your sleeves, sit down with folks, earn their trust, and do the work with them. When you do that, you'll just start to unlock potential in people that you didn't even know was there. That's why it's important, is we don't need another opinion. Mm-hmm. We need folks willing to be the example.
You said something really important in there, multiple things, but one that stood out to me was leadership is not giving up on people. That flies in the face of kind of the modern archetype of leaders like Elon Musk and Steve Jobs. These guys are they're notorious for running through people, chewing them up, spitting them out, stealing their ideas, and moving forward. And yet you're saying that actual leadership isn't about the destination, it's about who you're on the journey with.
Yes. Jobs was that type of leader who would just chew people up and he'd spit them out. Now listen, I love Apple products. Mm-hmm. He built a great he built a great organization. Jack Welch of GE, he was chairman of there for 30 years. In 30 years, GE never had a loss. It's amazing. When they asked him how'd he do it? He said, people. He said, I spent 70% of my time out in the field with the people. Mm. That's amazing, because if you focus on them, it's what Starbucks does. Schultz over there has made everything about the partners, about Starbucks employees. People won't leave Starbucks. They love it if they get to work there because it's all about them. And so Starbucks invests a great deal of time and effort into people. Now, let me say this. I'm not saying that you never fire anybody, because there are certain people who just show up and you employ them and it just doesn't work out and you've got to let them go. But 95% of the time, the problems that exist, it isn't the person, it's usually the processes. And so if you can fix those different processes, then you'll have success. But about 5% of the time, you get you're going to have to let somebody go.
I mean, that's a part of being a leader, is determining those challenges and understanding people. I have such great compassion for anyone that works in human resources. That to me just sounds like such a painful job to do. We're talking to Brian Sanders about his new book, Leadership Endurance, on the Life Songs podcast. So Brian, having an opinion on anything publicly opens you up to critics. And I imagine having strong thoughts on the nature of leadership, especially in Christian circles, has led to a hefty dose of criticism. We talked a little while ago about how you wrestle with insecurity, and we all do. How do you handle this?
Yes, I've had my critics, and I still do have my critics. The book is on sale. Even before the book went on sale, people were sending us private messages, me and my wife, that said, how can he write a book about leadership when he should lead himself and yet lose weight? And those were multiple messages. People wrote messages that said he can't talk fluently. I hope that the book reads fluently. And yet I don't get any money off of the book. It all goes toward the ministry. And people were like, you're just trying to get rich. You're just trying. I work in full-time ministry. I'm not here to get rich. It's not why I, you know, if I wanted to do that, I'd go apply at Apple or GE or something. So yes, I've had my critics. How do you get through your critics? Roosevelt has this quote. It's about the man who was in the arena. And he says that when you're in the arena, you have a bloody face. You're scarred up. You're marred because you're in the fight. The critic is in the stands. They're watching you fight. They're not doing anything. They're up there eating popcorn, drinking a Coke. They're just having a grand time. The reason why they actually criticize you is because, one, they are jealous of you. You're doing something with your life. They ain't done jack. Let that settle on you. You are in morning radio. You get criticized all the time. Well, he shouldn't have said this, shouldn't have said that. Well, first of all, be happy you get a complaint because it means somebody's listening. Somebody took the time to write an opinion. That's great, okay? But yet you're in the arena. You're the one fighting. They don't know the hours and the stress and everything else that you've done to get to where you are. And this is what Roosevelt says, that if you fail, you at least fail daring greatly.
That's good.
If the person in the stands failed, they failed by doing nothing. That helps me go every single day.
That's awesome. We're talking to Brian Sanders about his new book, Leadership Endurance. Where can we get the book, Brian?
Amazon is the easiest place to get the book. Just look up Leadership Endurance, Brian Sanders, and it's right there. You'll be able to get it, and I hope that it blesses a lot of folks.
What's the hardest lesson that you have learned, and perhaps had to learn over and over, about leadership?
Oh, I don't think there's one. I think there's a million.
I know there's like 4,000 chapters in the book, so.
That's hilarious. The hardest lesson I've had to learn. We're all born in this world selfish. We're born bent toward ourselves, not toward other people. And if we weren't, Jesus wouldn't have had to say, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. The hardest lesson any leader has to learn, it's not about you. This is not about you. This is about your team. This is about the mission and the vision and taking care of your team, because we want to make it about ourselves. If you walk into a leader's office and if there's nothing but awards and recognition on the wall, leave, because it's about them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you walk into an office and it's about the team, I'd stay, because they're making it about others. The hardest lesson you'll ever have to fight, and listen, you'll fight it till the day you die, is to make others more important than yourself. And as leaders, we sometimes get in this trap to where people want to butter us up and people want to kiss up to us. So you have to guard your heart against that.
It's a good word. We're talking to Brian Sanders, the executive vice president at Positive Alternative Radio. But before he had such a lofty title, he was a LifeSongs head of development. So really, it's awesome to talk to family. Brian, we're excited about Leadership Endurance. The link to purchase the book is right here at LifeSongs.com. So the World Health Organization just announced that burnout is now considered an official illness. Here in New Orleans, we have a popular slogan, Laissez les bons temps rouler, which means let the good times roll. So how do you, author, radio group, vice president, church elder, how do you relax? What do you do to kick back and refuel to continue to endure as a leader?
I think that if you're doing what you love to do, most days it won't feel like work. Secondly, you're working with other people, and they're going to drive you up a wall, even if you love your job. So how do I check out? What do I do? One, I read a book. TV cannot do this for you. So listen carefully what to do. A book forces your brain to focus on something else. It forces you to check out. Television, you can sit there and watch that screen, but your mind can be in 5 million different places. So one, I read a book. Two, I talk to my wife 2 or 3 times a day about what's going on in my heart and also what's going on inside my head. And she is a great sounding board. She listens to me. She offers advice, and yet she also encourages me. I'd say three, work with people that you like. Don't take a job because of the money. Take it because it's what you're built to do. Take it because you like the people there. And usually from that, the money will just come. And then four, we take about 2 vacations a year to where we actually just get away. And my wife has a rule that once I step on the airplane, I am to have no more contact with stuff at work.
Good for Kayla.
Yeah, you know, I don't respond to any of those things. I'm out. And Kayla has been the biggest help in my life, personally and also professionally. And she's been a godsend to me.
I look forward to what will have to be one of your next books, where you and Kayla co-write a book about a working marriage. You guys not only work for the same organization, but you work as a partnership. Anybody that knows you knows that you're both the opposite side of the same coin. It's really inspiring to see, and she's incredible.
Thank you. You're very kind. She's God's greatest gift to me. I'll just say that. Where our offices are 85 steps apart, I can be at her desk in 85 steps, and she could be in mine in 85 steps.
Talking to Brian Sanders about his new book, Leadership Endurance. You can order it now right here at lifesongs.com. Brian, thanks for taking some time out of your very busy day to talk with us about the new book, and we're excited about this new journey that you're on.
Thank you, Brian. I am very honored. We love Life Songs, love you guys, support you monthly, and for those listening to this podcast, support Life Songs. They are a listener-supported ministry. They depend upon folks just like you. If you're listening, you're supposed to be giving. The gospel needs folks like you who will give of their money so that people can hear about Jesus and so that you can be encouraged. So if you would, go to lifesongs.com and become a monthly supporter to this ministry.